You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Guardian U.S. published leaked court documents from Wisconsin's John Doe investigation earlier this week. We'll talk about that and other news in our weekly roundup with Rob Mentzer. First, we're taking a look at the correctional system in Milwaukee. Autopsy results for an inmate who had died at the Milwaukee County Jail were released yesterday by the County Medical Examiner's Office. The cause of his death, dehydration, it was ruled as a homicide. 38-year-old Terrell Thomas was found dead in his cell on April 24th, just 9 days after he was arrested for shooting a man and firing two other shots in the Pottawatomie Casino. According to earlier reports from the Journal Sentinel, inmates near his cell said that his water access had been shut off. Joining me now is Kara Lombardo. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's been covering the story. Kara, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why did the medical examiner decide to qualify this as a homicide?
Well, what that qualification means, actually, it does not necessarily mean that someone committed a crime or that someone will be charged with a crime. It means that the death took place at the hands of another person. So because likely someone shut off his water or was not giving him adequate water, he died of dehydration.
Now, can you talk through the story and the sequence of events that led to his death?
Sure. So Terrell Thomas, as we know, was arrested at Pottawatomie Casino. He had been acting strange for several days. His family and friends all said that. And, of course, the other patrons in the casino who were there at the time said that he had been screaming strange things. He ended up firing two shots into the air there, and he was arrested. He was brought to the county jail where he was placed in a normal cell. He was acting so erratically that they eventually moved him a few days in into the segregation unit. And there is where nearby inmates say that they saw Terrell Thomas's water access in his cell was shut off from the first day that he got to the segregation unit. And when one of them asked a correctional officer about it, this inmate said he was told that because Terrell had been acting so erratically, they needed to shut off his water so that he wouldn't make a mess in his cell.
And then over the next few days, it sounds like his condition got worse and worse. Is that right? Kara, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. What happened after that?
Yes, then over the next few days, actually, at least two nearby inmates were urging the correctional officers to give Thomas water. Thomas was very out of it. He was, at this point, had no clothes on, was lying in his cell most of the day, or just screaming nonsensical statements. And
I think we've lost Kara Lombardo there. Her line just cut out. We will check in with her. A reminder that we are talking to reporter Kara Lombardo. She's a reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's been covering the story of a man who died at the Milwaukee County Jail, ruled as a homicide by a medical examiner. That does not mean anybody will be at fault, but we'll pick her up in just a moment to get the rest of that story. Coming up, by the way, in just a few on Central Time, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow. He's got a new book out on tax policy in the United States, saying there's a direct line from John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan and that we can learn something in the modern day from what they had in common. We've got Kara Lombardo back with us. Kara, are you there?
Hi, thanks.
Okay, yeah, we just lost your line there. Well, I wanted to get to the investigation now. What happens in a case like this where somebody dies in custody at the Milwaukee County Jail?
Yeah, well, actually, there's a 2014 law here in Wisconsin that requires an outside agency to review an in-custody death. So if a death happened in the custody of the Milwaukee Police Department, for example, perhaps the Sheriff's Department would be responsible for reviewing it. Well, that law doesn't technically apply to the Sheriff's Department, which is where this death took place. The district attorney in Milwaukee County decided to order an outside investigation anyway. So the police department is currently conducting an investigation. They expect to finish that soon. And then the district attorney will review that, and they'll make a decision about what to do with what's in the investigation.
As I understand it, the police had not talked to some of the inmates that you had talked to until the Journal Sentinel had reported on their testimony or what they had to say about it.
That's correct. The family of Terrell Thomas had been hearing through the grapevine that some inmates
thought that his water being shut off may have caused his death. So we got in touch with those inmates. We published their accounts saying, this is what people are saying, but we have not been able to get answers to these questions from the sheriff's department. And after publishing those accounts, within a week, within just a few days, I went back to visit one of the inmates, and he told me that investigators had just been there to visit him earlier that morning. So then his interview and a few other inmates were interviewed as part of the police department's investigation.
And you talked to members of Thomas's family. They were wondering why there hadn't been some more mental health evaluation, maybe even instead of in a jail, confinement in a mental health institution of some sort. What did they say about that?
That's right. Well, Thomas had a history of mental health issues. His family had known that he had spent time in the mental health complex in Milwaukee County in the past. And his mom told me that that had always been helpful. He often went through periods where he wasn't thinking clearly, and he was saying these strange things that he was saying at the time, around the time of his death. And his mom said with proper mental health treatment, he was usually able to come out of those periods. She is concerned that if he had been sent elsewhere or if he had gotten faster medical attention, this could have all been avoided.
Now, the Journal Sentinel had looked at deaths in police custody of various sorts a while back and had found over a 5-year period ending in 2012, 18 in custody deaths. I think 10 of them were in Milwaukee County jails. Can you talk about what kind of things had happened there?
Yeah, 10 of them were in the custody of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. And there was at least one where the inmate's water had been cut off. So this is obviously something that does happen. I've spoken to some lawyers who have represented families in cases like this. While this, you know, shouldn't happen frequently, it is unfortunately a technique that is sometimes used to discipline inmates, cutting off water access for a period of time. This a similar situation happened at least once before, but the autopsy in that case actually was the cause of death ended up being complications from a psychotic disorder. So this is a slightly different case here.
Has the county sheriff's office, Sheriff Clark, commented publicly on this?
His office released a very brief statement yesterday, simply saying they do not plan to make any comments until all investigations are officially closed, because, again, we're still waiting even for the official police department's investigation to be closed, and until all civil suits that could arise from this are complete. So that would be if the family of Terrell Thomas chooses to file a civil suit against the sheriff's office. That could obviously be, you know, several months or years from now that would be filed and complete. So we're hoping for comment before that, but that is what the statement that was released yesterday says.
And is there a timeline for the police investigation of what happened there?
No, it's been ongoing for several months, and as you know, it was expanded, you know, midsummer, so we still don't have any idea of when that'll be completed.
And I assume guards, officers with the Sheriff's Department haven't publicly commented on this?
That's correct.
So what's your next step in investigating this? You've been following this story for a while. What are you looking to find out next?
Well, you know, right now the family and obviously other types of advocates are concerned that policies may not be in place to protect current and future inmates. We don't know if this is something that happens frequently. We still don't really have the details of what exactly took place during his 9 days in the jail. And so I think there will be a push to get some of those details.
And you mentioned the possibility of a civil lawsuit possibly by Thomas's family. Is there any indication from them that they're planning on that, or is that still something that is down the road?
At this point, they're not ruling it out. It's always a possibility, because even if criminal charges are, whether criminal charges are filed by the district attorney's office or not, a civil suit is always a possibility for the family of someone like this.
And to return to the point that the medical examiner had said this is a homicide, that doesn't mean that any criminal charges would necessarily be filed by the DA. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. In fact, that term simply means somebody else's action or lack of action was the main underlying factor in this death. So another example of a homicide where a charge is not always filed is something like a police shooting that was done in self-defense.
Kara, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Carol Lombardo. She talked to us about her report from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel on an inmate whose death at the Milwaukee County Jail was caused by dehydration and ruled a homicide by a medical examiner there.